The rumble of a generator gets louder as I approach the end of the boardwalk where a crew is working to extend the path piece by piece. You can walk on the new boards for a while, but eventually I hit muskeg.
We're about halfway, a little over halfway.
Stuart Ness is the foreman for the Hungry Point Trail Extension.
Just over 1,000 feet.
Ness and two crew members are using the generator to power tools they brought out to build new boards and secure them over the bog. A pile driver, chop saw, drills.
Piling goes on each end under 21-foot sections that we have to drive in with the pile driver. Get them reasonably.
Ness says the three-man crew is averaging 3 sections, or 24 feet of boardwalk per day. Their boots slosh around in the muskeg as they work. It's a pretty long walk from the start of the trail to where they're working, but tools help cut down transportation time.
We have a four-wheeler that we, like this thing and the generator, we haul with the four-wheeler.
He's pointing at the chop saw. They also use the machine to haul materials. The project, a partnership between the Petersburg Indian Association and the Parks and Recreation Department, has been underway since November of last year, but this crew didn't start working full-time until the summer. A separate team has been working this summer on the City Creek Trail near Sandy Beach. Eventually, the boardwalk, starting on 14th Street, will connect with the rest of the Hungry Point Trail that runs past the ball field. But that's still a ways away. Work should be completed by September of next year, in 2017. In Petersburg, I'm Abby Collins.